Welcome to the Benefits Beat, the podcast that helps you navigate the complex world of benefits and employee health. Together, we're going to deep dive into the industry, breaking down the barriers and exploring different topics surrounding benefits and employee health. We will be bringing in subject matter experts who will share their knowledge, offering tips and tricks to help you understand and, more importantly, benefit from your benefits. Whether it's health insurance, dental, vision, disability, or other lines of coverage, we've got you covered. So join your hosts, Caroline and Zach, every 2 weeks as we explain the nuances, all in an effort to make it easier for you to navigate the world of benefits and improve your health. All right, today we have kind of a piggyback off of our episode last week is another tax advantage savings account, so to speak, and that is a flexible spending account. So again, last week we talked about health savings account, and we want to talk about flexible spending accounts today, kind of the nuances and differences between that of an FSA and that of an HSA. Once again, Caroline, can you tell us kind of the eligibility requirements, just a little overview into what an FSA is, and then we can go into, again, some of the nuances and differences.
Oh, for sure. So a flexible spending account is, again, a type of account in which you can save money for eligible medical, dental, vision, and in some cases, eligible dependent care expenses. There are three types of flexible spending accounts. The first is a traditional medical flexible spending account, which is just as it sounds, you would use it on your eligible medical expenses. The second is a limited flexible spending account, and that is one that you can only use on eligible dental and vision expenses. And the third is a dependent care FSA or flexible spending account, and that is the one that you can use for eligible child care expenses.
So when you talk about eligibility for an FSA, right, one of the key things is you cannot be enrolled in an FSA and an HSA at the same time. And I think that's important to know, even if you're within the same family, right? Let's say I'm on my spouse's health plan, she's on an HSA. I am not eligible then to be on a flexible spending account.
That is correct. So the IRS sees that as double dipping from a tax standpoint. So if you are enrolled in an HSA, then your spouse cannot be enrolled in a traditional medical FSA at the same time. However, to further muddy the waters, you can be enrolled in a traditional health savings account and a limited flexible spending account. And many people will choose to do this, especially if they have upcoming major dental work, or if their kids are in braces, getting a lot of orthodontia work done. Some people might choose to also do the limited FSA to pair with the high deductible health plan HSA.
Yeah. So when we talk about the different plans, right, we mentioned the HSA, you have to be enrolled in a qualified high deductible health plan. Comparing that to an FSA, a flexible spending account, is that the same way? Do I still have to be on a high deductible health plan? Or can I be on a different type of plan as well, a PPO, an HMO, et cetera?
You can be on any type of plan to enroll in an FSA. Traditionally, we do see people that are enrolled in the high deductible health plans opting for the HSA because you can continue to save those funds up over time. However, if the high deductible health plan concept doesn't work for you, or you don't have access to a qualified high deductible health plan through your employer or whatever avenue you're getting your medical plan through, many people will opt for the FSA if they are enrolled in a PPO or HMO type.
So Caroline, let's talk about a couple of the major differences that I see from a health savings account versus a flexible spending account. The first one is one that I think a lot of people forget, and a lot of people just may not know right until they're inside of either a health savings account or a flexible spending account. So a health savings account, you grow that as the year continues, right? So every paycheck, I take $100 and put it towards my health savings account. That amount grows along with your contributions. On the flip side, a flexible spending account, that's going to be all front-loaded. So what that means is that if I say, hey, I'm going to contribute $5,000 to my flexible spending account, it's going to be in there at the beginning of the year. And then your contributions will still come out of your paycheck, but you're going to have access to those funds immediately.
That is correct. So say you opt for the full amount on the FSA, and again, there are IRS contribution limits that are set forth each year. If you elect for that amount, then that amount will continue to come out of your paycheck on a per pay basis. However, If you have a surgery on January 15th, you would get access to the full funds at that first occurrence.
Yeah, and that's one of the, I think, the main reasons that people select a flexible spending account versus a health savings account is that they are expecting, hey, I know I have this procedure, this medication coming up in February. I don't have the funds for it right now, but if I take a flexible spending account, I have access to my full funds for the year, even though the contributions are still going to be coming out of my paycheck all those 12 months. And then the second biggest thing that I think is the main differences between a flexible spending account and a health savings account is the funds have to be used within the calendar year for a flexible spending account. We mentioned in the last episode, health savings account, if you don't use it, it continues to grow year over year over year over year. With a flexible spending account, it's what we call use it or lose it. So if you don't use those funds by December 31st, you are not getting those funds. You're going to lose it, right? If I contribute $5,000 and I only use $2,000, I would not be able to keep that $3,000 moving into the next year. Now, there's a couple of different nuances between that. Some employers do allow you to roll over a small portion of those funds, but ultimately it's use it or lose it.
Yes, Zach, that is 100% correct. If an employee does not use all of the funds that they have available in their FSA by the end of the year, then they lose that amount. There is a carryover feature, and the amount for 2024 was $640. Now, the IRS has not set limits for 2025 yet, so we don't know what the future holds quite yet. But as of now, you are able to carry over $640 into the new plan year with you.
I think that's just one of those areas that we encourage our listeners to talk to your HR teams, talk to your benefit person, just understand, hey, is there a carryover for our plan? If so, what it may be, because they can set it up each individually different.
Yes. To Zach's point, we do encourage you to just look closely at your benefit enrollment materials, talk with your HR teams, because employers can have different nuances to how much the carryover limits are. In addition, you do typically have 90 days after your plan year ends to submit for reimbursement for the prior calendar year. So always a great idea just to double check to see what your plan provisions are, because there can be some nuances with your employer's setup.
And if you're a Hub International client, that's what our teams are for as well. Reach out to our engagement team, reach out to our Better Benefits team, and just have them ask the question, hey, what are my rollover amounts? What do I need to do to get those? They're happy to talk through it with you, make sure you're doing all the steps, and prepare as much as they can for you to take it off of your plate. And then, Caroline, I know we mentioned the tax savings for health savings account, right? We talked about the triple tax savings for health savings accounts. What are the tax advantages of an FSA, of a flexible spending account?
Yeah, so just like the health savings account, the tax advantage, it's all deducted on a pre-tax basis, so not subject to income tax. So that's the biggest tax advantage of the FSA. But again, because it's a use it or lose it, it's not something that you can invest in over time.
So same way as a health savings account, when you see it come out of your paycheck, you're going to see that top line number, and then before any taxes come out, your FSA contribution will be removed, and then taxes will be applied to the remaining amount. How about portability? So again, trying to compare these two, right, to understand the differences. So health savings accounts, very, very portable, right? If I leave my employer and go to a different employer, I can take those funds with me. It is not the same with a flexible spending account. So when I enroll in a flexible spending account with my employer and I don't use those funds and I leave mid-year, I cannot take those flexible spending accounts to my new employer.
That is correct. The FSA is attached to the employer, so if you were to leave, then it does not go with you. There's not a portability feature like the HSA. I think the last thing that would be important for everybody to know is that the 2025 IRS contribution limits have not been announced quite yet. So be on the lookout, especially as we head into open enrollment season, if you're a January 1st benefit effective date, for those communications. And then also stay tuned in to our podcast. We'll give an update at some point.
To kind of reiterate again, trying to highlight the differences between a health savings account and a flexible spending account, I think the two biggest ones are, number one, it's front-loaded. So all that money you have access to as soon as you enroll into that flexible spending account, and then contributions will be taken out over the course of the year. Health savings account, you have to build up. So that's difference number one. Difference number two, and probably the bigger of the two, is that it is a use it or lose it platform. If you do not use those funds in the year that you contribute them, you're going to lose, again, there's the rollover, but you're going to lose the funds that you do not use. A health savings account, on the other hand, those funds will continue to grow, continue to invest, continue to add value for you towards your retirement. Flexible spending accounts will not.
Correct. And I always encourage people to take a look at maybe what their past year's medical expenses were to kind of determine how much they might want to contribute to an FSA, pending what's coming up in terms of any medical procedures, perhaps dental and vision expenditures. So that way you can kind of make an educated guess so you won't be out any money at the end of the year.
And childcare as well, right? If you have a two-year-old that you're going through daycare with and you don't have an HSA or an FSA, you're really losing out on some tax advantages, obviously, and then just having access to those funds at the beginning of the year versus saving it up or trying to, you know, wait for your paycheck to pay daycare, et cetera. Really just trying to understand what's available to you, what do you have going on in your life, and then how to use it. All right, well, thank you, guys. Join us next week for our next podcast. Nothing we say in this podcast is representative of any specific plan and should not be considered as legal, regulatory, or accounting advice. If there are any discrepancies between what we say and your plan document will prevail. If you have any questions about your benefits, please reach out to your HR representative.